This is KCUR. For months, KCUR has been following the scandals in the St. Joseph School District. From unknown stipends to secret promotions to false accusations of sexual misconduct, the district has become a soap opera. None of this would have come to light if it weren't for two whistleblowers. KCUR's Sam Zeff has their story.
It was almost exactly 1 year ago today that the first crack appeared in what many in the district called the Friends and Family Plan. If you were connected, you cashed in.
This is KQ2 News at 10.
At its regular Board of Education meeting today, members approved the salary structure for educators for next year. But as the lone vote against the salary plan, Board Member Chris Danford sounded off.
Dr. Zawanka, what was that $5,000 stipend? What did administrators need to do for that?
That's the 10 o'clock news on KQ2, the ABC station in St. Joe. It's March 24th of last year, and a routine school board meeting took a sudden and drastic twist. School board member Chris Danford, to the surprise of everyone in the room, blew the whistle on a stipend program that would open up the district to investigations by the FBI, a grand jury, and the state auditor.
It's just absolutely amazing that things were kept as silent as they were with as many people that knew.
Todd Brockett is the president of the Teachers Association in St. Joseph and a 23-year veteran of the district. He was at that school board meeting and says he knew what Danford did was big. But few knew just how big it would become, including Danford herself.
Oh my gosh, I was naive. Horribly naive. I lived in a world, my husband will say, you just had those rose-colored glasses on.
Those rose-colored glasses came off when Danford discovered that the new superintendent at the time, Fred Zawanka, used an insurance rebate to hand out $5,000 stipends to 54 administrators. Zawanka picked up a nickname, the Candyman. The Candyman stipends were also uncovered by the district's new CFO, Bo Musser, who left the private sector to go back home.
I thought to myself, what better job? I couldn't have a better job than to sit here as the CFO of the St. Joe School District and try to make my community a better place.
Danford and Musser are St. Joe natives with deep roots in the community. Musser was a basketball star at Benton High. Danford taught for 25 years in the district. Neither had a history of agitation or activism. But there they were, standing together against what a state audit would suggest is a district rife with cronyism, nepotism, and bad business practices. Musser says his fellow administrators weren't used to real oversight.
Obviously, I think I made people nervous around here asking questions that hadn't been asked before.
The state audit uncovered up to $40 million in unapproved stipends paid out since 2000. District documents show Dan Colgan, a former superintendent and later school board president, was given a $15,000 bonus when he retired in 2005 and granted lifetime health coverage. Danford says she now knows years of the district claiming it had no money was a lie.
We were told out in the classrooms, we don't have money to buy more textbooks. You're going to have to share. We don't have the dollars to pay for the choir to go places. Whatever. We don't have the money. Lie, 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 lie. There was money. There was money all the time. It just wasn't going to the kids.
Both Danford and Musser have paid a price for standing up to a corrupt system. Dozens of other board members and administrators just became part of over the years. Musser was accused of sexual misconduct by Superintendent Fred Zawanka and HR Director Doug Flowers. According to Musser's lawsuit against the district, they tried to silence him by offering to buy out his contract in return for resigning. Musser was cleared of wrongdoing by an outside investigation last fall.
You know, it hasn't been easy for me, it hasn't been easy for my family, but the difficult part of what's transpired is kind of behind us. You know, I'm back to work, my name's been cleared.
As for Chris Danford, she says in the past year, she's lost longtime friends who told her they felt betrayed. She's been savaged on social media, been told she's ruined the district. And while the state audit and the ongoing FBI investigation show she was right, Danford admits she's a reluctant warrior.
Knowing what I know today, would I do this again? I don't know that I would be that brave, Sam. No, I don't think I could muster up the courage to speak out like that.
Much has changed in the last year since Danford and Musser took their stands. Superintendent Fred Zawanka was fired, as was the district COO, HR Director Doug Flowers was demoted. Dan Colgan was forced to resign from the school board. But the district has made inroads to transparency and clearing up some of the sloppy procedures uncovered by the state audit. But two huge questions loom. Will these changes be enough for voters to reauthorize part of the district's property tax levy that sunsets later this year? And what early morning will the FBI go knocking on doors? And who will they lead away in handcuffs? Sam Zeff, KCUR News.